Other questions? Don't be scared. Yes.
Would you say that anyone could become awakened, could become enlightened if they're willing?
Well, I mean, I would say that, but don't take it from me. I mean, that has been the teaching from the Buddha. 2,600 years, that's what's been transmitted. I mean, tons of teachings, philosophy, you know, lots of external stuff. But if you go, what is the key message of the Buddha? Is that everyone is a Buddha. Everyone has that potential to awake. That was the insight of the Buddha in his great enlightenment. That is why he taught for 49 years to wake people up to who and what they can really be. Right? So if you know, the answer is yes. And that has been replicated generation after generation from the time of the Buddha. You know, multitudes of people who've become awake, who've freed themselves from their self-created suffering. Right? The problem is what? We don't believe it. You know, in Buddhism, in terms of emotional affliction, beside the usual, the fifth one is doubt. Right? And that it's a two-sided doubt. One doubt is to doubt the Buddhist teachings, right? That everyone has this capacity, everyone has the Buddha nature, everyone is a Buddha, and everybody can awaken to who and what they really are. Okay? So to doubt that, big problem. Right? But the other side of the doubt is to doubt oneself. So one might say, oh, I get it. Yeah, everyone is inherently a Buddha, everybody can awaken a Buddha, but not me. Right? There's something wrong with me. He can't be talking about me. Right? He must be talking about Kevin. You see? But he can't be talking about me. Because I'm screwed up. Right? I had an abusive childhood. I mean, I was a drunk for 20 years. Can't be me. Right? But that's wrong. Because it's not about all that, right? It's about that our true nature is undefiled. It has not changed. It has never been diminished. It has never been defiled by anything that we've thought or done. It is inherently pure and alive. It's like gold in the ground, the treasure in the ground. I mean, like, it's always there, you know? Doesn't matter, you know, what kind of building is being built over it and what people are growing on the land. It's about, you want to dig down 20 feet, it's there. Hasn't moved, you know? But, you got to be willing to, you do it. You got to believe it's there. You got to be willing to do the work. The digging. If you do that, then the Buddha Dharma, right, is the map and the manual. That's all it is, right? It maps it out, the spiritual transformation, the spiritual path is mapped out, and then all the teachings are like the manual. It's like the explanation, right? I mean, what more do you need, right? You got the map, you got the manual, you got the guidebook. I mean, what am I missing, right? You got the guide, you got the guidebook, you got the map. I mean, you know, it's like, get going. Right? I mean, what are you waiting for? You know what people are waiting for? The new edition. Right. You know, we want, you know, people just endlessly reading spiritual books. It's like, you know, you haven't even digested from the first one. You haven't even realized that yet. But we're just more books. What's the latest Dharma book? I mean, I fortunately do not read Buddhist periodicals, but every now and then they come my way and I open them up, and what are they filled with? Advertisements for books. New books. I mean, it's like, how about last year's books? I mean, were they just trash? You know, were they just full of you know, I mean, how about the books from 10 years ago that were being sold? I mean, were they giving wrong advice? No, it's like, you know, it's like, at some point you go, yeah, I have, you know, I got a good map, got a good manual, got a guide. Set out. It's really that simple. Okay? Other questions coming from different directions? Yes. Yeah, yeah. So that's good. And I'm sure you're not alone in starting your day out with just, you know, I mean, unfortunately, that's where many people start their days, don't they? They wake up, first thing is the to-do list, all things got to do, blah, 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 you know what I mean? And then it's, right? Yeah. And then they get some relief from their anxiety when they're doing. I feel good doing this, check this one up, this, right? And then what? But when you come home, what happens? At the end of the day, started out anxious, went to work, did a lot of the things you wanted to do that were in your mind. Now, at the end of the day, how do you feel? Happy? No. Why not?
Because when they are home, I'll listen to these.
Because when you arrive home, what?
I have another
to-do list. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Never. What is your name?
Maria.
Maria. So you have good understanding of your suffering, right? But what you don't have a good understanding of is how to stop it. But that's good. I mean, that's really the first step, right? It's sort of like Janji. Is that right? So it's like Janji. It's like, yeah, she's kind of... For her to admit, I'm lost and I don't know how to get out. See, that's wonderful, right? Because as long as I'm lost, but I think I'm getting somewhere, you know, it's just going to go on and on. You know, I'll just keep going around and, you know what I mean? But to all of a sudden one day realize I am lost and I don't have a clue, right? And I better look around to find somebody who knows these woods better than I do. You see, now things can get better. But if we're not willing to admit that, you know, if we thought long as we think, you know, I know what I'm doing, right? We'll just go round and round, okay? So, go. It feels like within you, very empty. But that's not a good kind of spacious, warm emptiness. That's a... Right. There, you got it, Maria. Okay? I mean, you have good understanding of your suffering. Okay. Now, are you willing to stop and to step back from your life and the way it's being lived, right? And to look at it and go, it is, my life is not producing suffering. All my to-do lists, all my obsession about all the things I got to do is not making me happy. Is that true? Okay. So you look at life and you go, I lead my life this way, it causes me to suffer, but I want to be happy. Okay? Now the question comes, Maria, it's a tough one. You don't have to answer it today. Okay? Again, this is the kind of thing people just are very so glib about. Maria, do you want to be happy? Do you really want to be happy? See, that's a real question, isn't it? You see? Do I really want to be happy? Is that what life's about? To be happy, to be peaceful, to be loving, to have a good life? You know, is that what I want? These are big questions. I'm not asking you to, you know, answer it now, but like, these are the questions, because these are the important questions. I mean, in Americans, we're looking for technique, right? You know, I want to keep doing the same meaningless life, but can you give me some techniques that I'll be happier? Yeah. Right, but you got to ask yourself, all right, yeah. All right. But now, how many years have you been doing that one, that life? Too many. How many years? 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? How many years have you been doing that life? What? All right, 40 years. I mean, that's a good sample of that kind of life. Would you, after 40 years of experimenting with seeing yourself as just productive, the purpose of life is to be productive and get things done, right? Right. You've been doing that program for 30, 40 years. Has it produced happiness, peace, joy, well-being? Is that what it's produced for you? No. Good. I understand. That's the great delusion of this worldly life. I mean, you know, it's, you know, you read the Buddha's teaching 2,600 years ago in like a little kingdom in northern India, and he figured it out. He said the same thing. Okay. It's really as simple as that. We just don't get it. He just looked very deeply into life and went, wow, this is essentially meaningless, and it does not produce happiness. It's just an endless kind of activity, all that has no intrinsic meaning. And he asks himself the question, I want to find out what's meaningful in life. Right? That's, you know, those are good questions. Those wake us up. Right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Right, there you go. Yes, there you go. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. But you see, then you have a problem, Maria. You know what your problem is? Not only do you have to stop and change yourself, right? But you're stepping out of the American dream. Right? It's not even, I mean, it used to be called the American dream. Now it's really the dream of the world. Right? That the more we produce, the more things we have, the more we achieve, then we will have what? Peace, happiness, joy, wonderful. And the truth is what? It's not happening. Right? So, you know, you're also kind of stepping out of the way a lot of other people are running their lives. Because they think the more they do, the more they achieve, the more they get, then at the end of that, they will be happy. They will have peace. And the truth is, not only do they not, but they actually end up with the opposite. Right? So that's a, you know, that's a big shift. There's nothing new in this. Right? we just have such a non-spiritual culture that it seems so, you know, such a big deal, right? So it's such a big change. But, you know, going back to the time of the Buddha, you know, he clearly said, you know, my way is a different way, right? My way is a different way because it leads to true happiness. It leads to joy. It leads to peace of mind, right? I mean, and if you listen to the great spiritual teachers of today, the Thich Nhat Hanh, the Dalai Lamas, the Pope Francis, you know, what are they saying to us? What are they saying to us about how to live our life, about what to value, about what's meaningful, about how to be, you know, how to treat each other, right? You know, so each of us has to decide, you know, what's real here. I mean, in terms of how do one lead one's life? You know, and the problem is, it's not all around us, is it? You know, we have to come here. We have to come here to find like-minded people. Right? To find people who kind of ask these, you know, I mean, we're talking crazy talk here today. Right? Right? I mean, you're talking about, you know, geez, isn't there more to life than to-do lists? You know, is waking up in the morning with the mindful of things to do, is that healthy? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Most people just keep doing it, don't they? And when it's not working, what do? They go to their doctor to get some meds. Right? That's what people do. They never stop and go, maybe the whole thing's, you know, a mess, right? No, there must be something wrong with me. I better go to a doctor. I mean, that's crazy. Right? Or else people do what? They drink, they take drugs, they go shopping. I mean, you know, we have all kinds of crazy ways to deal with this fundamental problem that we are not happy. We are not at peace. When I stop my activity, like Maria says, it feels empty, right? So we don't stop, do we? We don't give a chance for that empty feeling to come up. It makes us uncomfortable. So we keep going, right? And these days with the, you know, the 4,000 channels and the internet, we never have to stop, do we? Right? I mean, the first thing, you know, a lot of people do when they wake up in the morning, what do they do? What do they do, Steve? First thing they get up in the morning, what do they do? Checked in? I mean, like, you know. How old are you, Steve? You're 24. This may sound bizarre to you. But see, when I was 24, they didn't even have an internet. They didn't even have cell phone. You know what I mean? You just kind of woke up. You had nothing to grab for. You know, it may sound bizarre, but yeah, there was a time. But you're absolutely right. I mean, people, right? I mean, your generation is growing up thinking the first thing you do is what? Check in, get wired, get connected with the internet, not with yourself, right? Not with your body breath, not with your inner peace and stability as the best way to enter the day, but, you know, let me just get it cooking, right? Went to bed, you know? A lot of people maybe, I don't know, is that the last thing you check in before you go to sleep? Yeah, I mean, can you see? It's like, you know, I mean, there's no way, see, it's, and we don't realize, not that it's bad what you're doing, you know what I mean? It's not like it's bad, but it's just not helpful if you want to have a peaceful mind, if you want to feel grounded and stable within yourself. You know, so it's, but it also means, you know, if you start turning off your, you know, not responding to your texts or whatever you do right away, you know, people might go, hey, what's with Steve, right? I mean, it's been 10 minutes and he hasn't gotten back to me. I mean, might be lying in a ditch somewhere. Right? I mean, you know what I mean? You have to, you might say, well, I just turn it off sometime. Yeah, I like to, you know, spend my first hour just waking up in the morning and being present to the day, doing some meditation, kind of drinking my tea or coffee and mindfulness, just kind of grounding myself, quieting, kind of, you know. Yeah, that's how I like to start my day. I think technology can be helpful. I mean, it's good to approach it in mindfulness. Right? You know, like when you see, mindlessness is like people get on the, you know, they just grab. You see what I'm saying? Like you say, it's, you don't even think about it, right? You wake up in the morning and you go, You don't think, you're not mindful, right? Like, how do I want to wake up now? Right? See, that's mindfulness. Or like picking up the phone, like in our tradition, when the phone rings, we always wait 3 rings. We don't pick it right up. So when I pick it up, I am present to it. It's not like, It's like, yeah, so I'm present to whoever I'm speaking to, right? I'm not doing anything else. You know, I'm present, I'm mindful, right? When I go on the internet, I'm going on for a reason, and I'm present to what I'm doing. So one can use technology, but I think what's happening in our society is technology is using us. Right? We're the slaves. It's very different.